Hello and welcome, dear friends and sounds, to a very special edition of Sunday, your podcast on the finest in electronic music. Tonight, having a really nice guy and musician for a nice little talk and virtual interview as guest star on the show, Michael van Osenbruggen, aka Synth.Danel. Michael, thanks a lot for taking the time to join me on tonight's show.
Hi, Stefan. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
I'm quite sure that all my listeners do know your music, and many of them will know about you because of your very informative website. But let's get to know you, the man behind the project, a little better. You actually started quite late with making electronic music, although having a strong technical background on synthesizers. How did you find into electronic music, and what made you start doing your own?
Well, actually, I have a background in electronics. That's what I studied in school. And back then, I think in 1990 or so, I discovered that you could make sound with synthesizers, with electronics, basically. And well, I was fascinated by that fact. And I think in 1990, I bought my first synthesizer. And well, I found out how it worked, and I made some sounds with it. And by the time I got that, I thought it was time for something else. So I bought the next one, and I think that was what started the collection, and I tried to find, well, new machines with different approaches to creating sound each time. But I never really made music with them. I mean, I made some noise and sounds, and I learned a lot about that, but never got into, well, creating tracks or anything. And then in 2005, I was at home with a burnout from my work, and I had this room full, studio full of synthesizers, and I thought it would be time to do something with it. And then came the idea to record some tracks, and also the idea to make a CD, and well, eventually that's what happened.
After your debut track on Grooves Anthology 3, your first album, Aerodynamics, was released in October 2007. The music is very much influenced by your interests in planes and automobiles.
Yes, that's correct. I've always been fascinated by cars and racing and Formula One, and my mother told me that when I was 7 years old, I already bumped my head into the streetlights when a beautiful car passed by, and well, I guess I was born with that. And then during my involuntary military service, I was in the Air Force, and I worked on the F-16 fighter plane. It was very nice time. I learned a lot, and during my education I also had a lecture in aerodynamics, which was all very nice because it's suitable to airplanes and to race cars at the same time. So yeah, I took great interest in that, and that subject is what inspired me to make my first album.
When visiting your website, one can see your passion not only is for composing, but also to build synthesizers and effects hardware yourself. You even made your daughter start with a construction kit.
Well, basically I'm going back to my roots. When I left the military service, I started working for an electronics company, and I built a lot of electronic projects back then. And after that, I started my own company in 96. And well, it's more in the IT and internet business, so actually I didn't have that much to do with electronics anymore. And well, when I started composing music, I also met some other people, and I found that there was a big do-it-yourself community, people making their own synthesizers, and I thought that was really cool. And well, I had all this electronics knowledge, so I thought, well, let's do something with it. So I started with some simple kits, and later on started building more modular stuff. And at the moment I'm very busy building a very big 70s modular MOOC like system, and I really enjoy doing that. So hopefully I'll be able to use that on some future albums soon. And while I was working on that, both my daughters came by quite often, and they're quite interested in what I'm doing, so from time to time they help me out, and it's really nice to do something like this with your kids when they're interested, and hopefully they learn something from it, and who knows, maybe in the future they'll do something of their own, maybe musical, maybe technical, I don't know, but it would be great if I could inspire them this way. So,
Returning to your music, only 1 year after Aerodynamics, your second album saw its light in 2008, again at the E-Life Festival. It's named Atmosphere. Where did the fascination on clouds and fears come from?
Well, actually, the fascination for clouds and weather phenomena is very related to flying. When I worked in that electronics company, my former boss flew on light aircraft and later on helicopters as well. And he took me along quite some times. And when you're flying, you have to know a lot about weather. So he explained that to me. And it was very interesting to learn about cloud formations and different weather phenomena, and also to see them from above, because normally you see them from the ground and it looks very different when you're up there. So that was very great to experience, and also to sample a lot of the sounds myself. So every time it rained or there was a thunderstorm, I actually went out with my mobile recorder and sampled the sounds, and then I used a lot of those sounds on my album as well, and it's very nice to hear that back when I hear the music now. We'll be right back.
You're doing quite some musical side projects while working on a regular album. Like many other musicians, especially in the electronic music scene, I know that you would love to do music for films as well. Recently, you composed some music for a planetarium show. One first step to writing scores?
Yeah, I would love to do music with pictures that emphasize the message I'm trying to get through. I always have a picture in my mind when I make music, and it would be very nice to be able to express that as well. And the other way around, it would be very nice to have an existing story and try to give that more dramatic feel or well, more emotions with the music behind it. And the first thing I did in that direction was music I did for a planetarium show. Actually, the only thing I got was a script, and besides that, no image of whatsoever. So I still haven't seen it, so it was quite difficult. Later on, I got the voiceover, and I had to put my music behind the voiceover, and that was actually all I had. So I still need to go and see it myself, but I have heard that it turned out great, and I really liked the style of music I made for that. It was different than what I do usually, and hopefully I'll be able to release that music someday as well, and make an album from it, and hopefully even more planetarium shows, of course. But if somebody's listening and having some job in that direction, I'll be more than happy to see if we can work something out.
Speaking of side projects, actually the same year Atmosphere was released, a track of yours appeared on a sampler, being an interpretation of some classical music. How did this come together? And is there a relation to your so-called classical project?
Yes, that was for the Schallplatte from Schallwende. They make an album every year, and I think every year they have a different approach, different theme, different artists. And I was asked to make a track for that, and actually I was already working on some classical music, my own interpretation of classical pieces with synthesizers, of course. And so it was actually kind of in the thing I was already working on, so I decided to do one more track and send it in, and luckily it was selected for the album. And it is related to my classical project. It basically a project that has nothing to do with my own music. It's all covers of classical pieces, but I try to give it my own touch, and hopefully I can release it someday on CD. But for now I have postponed the project because I had some trouble reading back some of the files that I recorded, and I'm still working on that, but I decided to put it aside for now because I really want to release another album first, and that's something I don't want to postpone, and I can only do one thing at a time. So but the classical project will be released someday, and I just don't know when, but it won't be very long, I hope. And it's something that I know some people are looking forward to, but it is not my biggest priority at the moment, but hopefully they will like the fact that I'm working on a different album now, and hopefully will like that as well. So.
this highly talented quickstarter in electronic music, you eventually were nominated for the Best Newcomer in 2008 for the Schallwelle Awards. Did this come as a surprise to you?
Yes, that came as a surprise to me because I actually didn't know that this prize existed. So, but it was a very pleasant surprise. I was very honored to be nominated, and I felt a newcomer as well, because it's really a scene I didn't really know about, and I'm really a bit sad about that, because I've heard great things about Clem Days in the past, and I all missed that. So I listened to electronic music for a long time, but I got stuck to what was commercially available, like all the big names. But there's a completely different scene that I'm just starting to discover now, and I'm very proud to be part of it now. And of course, I was really honored to be nominated back then, but unfortunately didn't win. But it's nice that they selected me to be on the list of the newcomers of the year.
In the end, it was the Ambient Circle who won the prize, but now you are nominated again for Best Album in 2009.
Yes, and it was actually a bigger surprise, because I never expected to be nominated for that prize. I mean, I'm very honored, and it's great. And when I see on the website now who else is nominated, it's a great honor to be on that list, because there are some really big names on there. So I don't know if I have a chance, but it's again very nice to be selected on that list and to be there. And hopefully some people that didn't know me or my music yet will notice that and will listen, and hopefully they will like it. So and I will be at the award ceremony anyway, and last year I was there as well. It's a very nice event, and I had a really good time. So I'll be there, and hopefully I'll see some of you there. And if you don't know what I look like, just ask around, and I'm sure there's somebody that knows me. So and I'll be happy to chat with you.
And this is the title track of the nominated album, Oceanography. of the 2009 highlights for you surely was to meet your idol, Jean-Michel Jarre, live in person. How big was that?
Yeah, Jean-Michel Jarre has always been, one of my heroes. I mean, I've seen some of his big concerts and that's really amazing. And I also, like his music a lot. So, I have this list of things that I would like to do before I die. And this was one of the points on that list. And it was really great. I actually came to that meeting quite coincidental. And I really have to thank Remy Stromer for that, who's also a very nice Dutch artist, and he organized this whole meeting. And it was in Amsterdam after the concert, and I was really nervous. We didn't have that much time to talk, and basically when his manager came in, she said he had only had 4 minutes, but luckily he stayed a bit longer. And I don't even know exactly what I talked to him about, because I was that nervous that I kind of forgot. But what I do remember is that I gave him my Atmosphere album, and he promised to listen to it, so I don't know if he ever will, but that would be really an honor for me, because he is in fact the person that inspired me to start producing music. But I guess he gets a lot of music and probably doesn't have that much time to listen anyway. So the meeting was great, and he's really a nice person and just a normal person, and he took all the time in the world, and he was very nice and kind, and I have a very good memory to that. So if people like it, there are some pictures on my blog, and on my website is also one of those pictures. I was great to experience that. Yeah.
Well, for now we got one album a year from Synth to the Devil. Will there be another one in 2010? What other projects are there you currently work on?
Yeah, I'm on a quite steady pace at the moment, I think. Yeah. Last October I released my Oceanography album, which was a very personal project for me as well, because I did this project together with the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund. They officially endorsed this project, and part of the revenue also goes to the WWF. It's a really nice in this way to not only make music, but also tell a message, and the message of this album is clearly that we should be more careful with our oceans, and everybody's talking about the environment, but they're mostly talking about the air and not about the water, and that's, I think, just as important, and especially the creatures living in there, and a lot of them are on the endangered species list, and that's really a shame. So I'm working on a new album as well. It is planned for this year, and probably will be released again on the eLife Festival in October. And this time, it's not a surprise, again a personal thing for me. I'm making a project at this moment about the Apollo missions that went to the moon back in 1969, and that was basically the year that I was born, so I always felt very connected to that event, and I think it would have been nice to release this album last year, because then it was exactly 40 years ago. But I didn't make that, because at that time I had to finish my Oceanography project. Hopefully I can have it finished by October. I'm working very hard on it right now. I have a lot of very nice recordings from that time. There's already one demo track on my website, but please bear that it will be changed for sure a bit. And roughly it will be the same, but I'm sure I'll do some work on it. Hopefully people that watched it back then on black and white television have good memories to this event, and will also recall that memories when they listen to the album. And if you don't, it will be a good incentive to dive into that events and maybe watch some videos that are on YouTube, and there's still a lot of documents on the NASA website as well, so yeah, it's a very nice project to work on, and like I said, I hope I have it finished in October.
So we'll go to the stars with Michelle and Apollo. Well, thanks very much for your time, Michelle. I loved having you on tonight's episode.
Well, thank you very much, Stefan. It was a pleasure to be on the show, and well, hopefully I'll see you at the Schallwender Awards, and maybe I will see some of the listeners as well. And thank you all for listening anyway, and hopefully we'll meet somewhere in the future. And well, if you're not able to meet me in person, well, my email address is on my website, and I'm also on MySpace and Facebook, so look me up and add me there, and let's be in touch.
Right, so don't forget to visit Michelle's website, which is synth.nl, and learn more about him and his music. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this edition as much as I did. Have a nice weekend and a wonderful time. Hope to be on your ears again soon. Good night and take care.
This is a small step for a man, but a great leap for mankind. I believe sums up these feelings very nicely.